Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Come on, Ricky. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach. Add muscle to your glyphosate burndown with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
And Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
Some things in life that you just can't choose. Some things in life you'd never choose. Changing diapers. Ew. You can't choose your family either, but you love them anyway. Now at Pioneer, it's your choice. With unlimited talk and text and enough data for everyone, Pioneer's new plans make it affordable to add your entire family. Now that it's your choice, you can add 2 gigabytes of additional data for each family member you add. So make it your choice. Pioneer Cellular.
The president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Tom Buchanan of Jackson County, says they've wrapped up their annual August area meeting schedule, had a chance to get out in the country to talk to their members and talk with their members about the issues of the day. And he says it's all about an exercise of getting back to the grassroots.
Key word in Oklahoma Farm Bureau is that grassroots. That's truly who we are. So this is where we start that process. This is really the first of our year, so to speak, for policy development. What will the policies be that lead us legislatively and policy-wise in the coming year? And that's what we're doing. We've been out in the counties. We have 9 districts in the state. We've met with those in area meetings and have listened to their concerns, what's front and center on their minds. So some of the topics we're hearing certainly are wind and how do we develop it. Water is certainly there, always will be, has been, and will constantly be with agriculture in rural Oklahoma. And then, of course, the Farm Bill. How does that impact western Oklahoma? How does that impact eastern Oklahoma and Oklahoma as a whole? Taxes. You got to believe taxes are front and center on ag mind. Ad valorem tax in particular is there. And those issues tie back to exactly what the last couple of legislative sessions right here in Oklahoma have been. So in addition to listening to members about concerns they have, needs they have, and potential solutions, we take this opportunity to update our members on what has transpired, what Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been able to do on their behalf in support of their policy development they've made. So a report back on legislative session has also been given to our members at the same time.
Tom Buchanan with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Latest cattle on feed numbers released by USDA this last Friday. 2% fewer cattle on feed August 1 of this year compared to a year ago. The number of placements into feedlots off 7% from a year ago. And the number of marketings this last month off 9%. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the World Trade Organization has sided with Canada and Mexico in regards to the U.S. country of origin labeling rules. The Wall Street Journal cited sources familiar with the panel's confidential report. Canada and Mexico have asked for the World Trade Organization's help against new U.S. cool rules, which they have said are more restrictive and harmful to beef cattle and pigs imported into the United States than an earlier version of the legislation was found to violate WTO rules and precipitated the second rule in May of last year. In July, the WTO decision was provided to the governments involved, but will not be made public until it's translated, which could be weeks or months. WTO rules give the United States 60 days to appeal from the date the report is published. Both the National Farmers Union and U.S. Cattlemen Association have both decried the early report from the Wall Street Journal. They say we need to wait for the official word from the governments. You've got farm news, I'm Ron.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk, packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local communities. It's all about family, the cows, and the land, and of course providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit dairymax.org.
That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.